Today we are joined by Greens candidate for Fisher, Renee Wells.
Hi, my name's Renee Wells and I am not your average political candidate, and I am more than proud to be the Greens candidate for the Fisher electorate. Working in the fashion industry for the last 26 years, designing and producing swim and surfwear, living and working in Sydney, Shanghai and Los Angeles, but I am a beachy Southeast Queensland girl through and through, returning to paradise, specifically Golden Beach. After 17 years, I am currently completing my MBA. Issues around sustainability within my industry and the world around us have me fired up. Scrapping student debt and making all education and training from childcare through to university truly free will establish a new generation of great minds, innovators, entrepreneurs, and passionate advocates within their chosen fields. Without the burden of massive debt over their heads, they will have the opportunity to create the future we need for the planet, the people, and in turn for the economy to profit. We do not need to dig up coal to keep our community alive, especially when, as it currently stands, there are so many trailblazers within our community already. Australia must lead the manufacturing revival and invest in sustainable infrastructure, powered by renewable energy to fight the climate emergency. While ordinary people took a financial hit, billionaires and big corporations like Amazon made massive profits. They profited from our hard work and dollars for long enough. I want to live in a caring, sustainable and progressive society with a government that puts our communities first. That is why I am proud to stand for the Greens. The pandemic has taken its toll on all of us, expanding Medicare to include dental, but most importantly, mental health services. Our LGBTQ plus community are particularly unsupported within the coast, and services are desperately needed. And I can guarantee you, I will personally do all I can to block the religious discrimination bill. With a housing crisis crippling the Sunshine Coast community, the Greens will build 1 million quality, accessible public homes in Australia over the next 20 years. Cap rent increases, ban no ground evictions for renters, and phase out negative gearing and capital gains tax handouts for people who already have more than one investment property, ensuring that nobody struggles to have a roof over their heads. A policy close to my heart is raising all income support payments, the pension, job seeker, disability support, and youth allowance to $88 per day, establishing a minimum living wage at 60% of the median wage. Australia is facing massive issues within aged care, with nurses being underpaid, the healthcare system is in shambles. Australia is due for a massive overhaul and it will take the Greens to do it. All paid for by making billionaires and big corporations, not ordinary people, pay their fair share in tax. I am so proud to be running alongside other incredible female Green candidates, with Penny Ullman Payne, a public school teacher from Gladstone, only needing a 1.5% swing to win and join Larissa Waters in the Senate. The Greens have your back, and we are more than ready to provide a future for all of us.
Keeping our community connected, 101.5.